Turkey's invasion has focused political attention on the plight of the Australian ISIS brides and their children, let alone what we've just been hearing now, those children currently stranded in the Al-Hol camp. Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now, Minister Peter Dutton is insisting in fairly strident language that the dozens of Australian women and children held in Al-Hol camp won't be rescued. He says some of them could cause a mass casualty here in Australia, that they are hardcore. What is your judgment about how this is being received?
Well, I think Australia does have some responsibilities here for those people, especially as so many children are involved. Adults, probably different circumstances in various cases, but I also think that it is reasonable for the government to say that it won't put in danger Australian lives, whether they were military lives or officials' lives, in trying to rescue them. But short of that, I think we should make whatever efforts, diplomatic efforts are possible.
We're not seeing those children yet. You know, if and whether his language is strong and people have to imagine the children at stake. If you remember that they were seen during earlier wars, the Kurdish children, and it was pretty staggering how that changed opinion, I think, here in Australia.
Well, yes, that's right. And I think opinion will be mixed, but nevertheless, I think we have some responsibilities here.
Now, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Pacific Minister Alex Hawke, they're off to Fiji today. It's a mixture of sport and politics, I suppose you could call this trip. Mr. Morrison will watch the Prime Minister's 13 clashes, and he'll also hold talks with Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama to advance the Pacific step up. Now, what do you judge is his key efforts in trying to achieve with this visit?
It's being described as sports diplomacy, which I think is probably a great deal easier than climate change diplomacy. But I think it is part of Australia's policy of trying to engage more fully with the Pacific. Obviously, we've got big differences on the climate change issue, as we saw from the forum a little while ago, the Pacific Forum, but on a whole range of fronts and in the context of the wider strategic picture, and especially China's efforts in this area, the government is trying to advance relations wherever it can.
And your column finally today, Michelle, goes to Labor's issues with climate change policy, but also sort of touches on the incredible divide between the business sector and the government over climate change.
Well, we saw this highlighted again at the Financial Review's Energy Summit this week, when the Minister Angus Taylor was blaming industry for the inadequate investment, and industry was blaming the government. I think that this policy area has just become toxic, the whole debate, and it's very hard to see how the government will get through it effectively.
Thank you, Michelle, very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michelle Grattan, the Conversation's Chief Political Correspondent.